still the fans are chewing gum.
The baddies still the fans are chewing gum. I live around here and I just drink beer. The baddies still the fans are chewing gum.
Everything is bad according to me.
But being bad is the policy. If you're 60 from your past, so your memory's gonna last. Everything is bad according to me. Young girls and gently be the killer. I'm talking just as good as you stay pure. Young girls and gently be the killer.
The baddest of the bats in Jimmy Gone.
I lay around here and I just drink beer. The baddest of the bats in Jimmy Gone. The baddest of the bats in Jimmy Gone. The baddest of the bats in Jimmy Gone.
boy from Dallas, Texas in the 1950s.
beat.
Don't.
We kick diamond studs on a smile next to the tree. The devil's chasing me.
Started touring with these guys back in, well, back in the 1900s. I tell you what though, back then they were really great. But they kept getting better and better than that even, and they're as good as ever as they ever were today. We're really loving having them. Let's hear it for the Super Suckers. All right. I got to veer off my normal shtick tonight. So I got to tell you a little story about this guy over here. His name is Jimbo. Jimbo, he doesn't need a last name, you know, like Cher or Madonna or something. Yeah, Jimbo. Okay, I'm going to tell you a story, okay? We were playing all over the Texas region and the Midwest. So Texas and all up to, you know, Chicago and St. Louis and Milwaukee, down through every, you know, Arkansas, Oklahoma, all that. We've been doing that for a while, but we'd never been to the West Coast, so we had this girl book us some gigs out in the L.A., San Diego area. And we kind of connected the dots, had a gig in Tucson and Phoenix. And we were pretty much set when the guy called us and he goes, listen, I'm up in Seattle. He goes, man, as long as you're coming to the West Coast, let me book you some gigs in Seattle. You know, Seattle had a pretty sweet, happening music scene. So we're like, all right, you know, pretty good, you know, so. Anyway, we got out, we did our shows, we got out to Southern California, and the shows went great. It's still a really hot spot for us. But I was calling the guy up in Seattle, you know, going, hey, man, hey, or how's it looking for these gigs? He's going, oh, well, you might have some gigs. And we're like going, oh, well, we kind of looked at the map and realized, oh, crap, it's as far to Seattle as it is back to Dallas from L.A. So we kind of like, so I kept calling him again, and I called him back, and he goes, yeah, you might have a gig. And so it was getting sketchy, right? And so I knew that we could drive up there and lose the money for the whole trip. We'd get back to Dallas losing money. So I had to ask Jimbo. So I asked him, I said, Jimbo, what should we do? And he said, let's go to Seattle. So we did. We went up. We got up to Seattle. We knocked on the guy's door. And someone else answered and said, no, that guy's an asshole. He owes us money. And we'd like to know where he is if you actually happen to know him. And we're like, no, we don't really know him that good. Do you have a gig for us? And of course, they didn't know what the hell I was talking about. But they were super nice. They let us stay on the floor. And we stayed there for a couple of days. And the guy was a bartender. He's pretty well connected. He said, he came to us one day. He goes, man, I got this guy at the Vogue Theater. He goes, they're going to throw you guys up at the end of Friday night or Saturday. I forget what it was. Pretty good slot, though. The Super Suckers actually played, but I don't. It was the Black Super Suckers back then. But anyway, we got real lucky that we were going to at least get to play. Not make any money, so of course we lost money. But when they threw us up there, they said, okay, you know. And so we got up there. It was a packed house. And we were doing really well, and things are going great. And we were playing the song Psychobilly Freakout, and everybody was really into it. But then all of a sudden, I looked down at the crowd, and the people were all looking at Jimbo with this look on their face like. And I was like, what's going on? I looked over there, and he's slapping his bass, and one of his strings is all loosey-goosey, and there is blood just going everywhere. Kind of spurting out with the rhythm of his heartbeat. And so we're in the song. The song Psychobilly Freakout has these breaks, bump. And then I say, it's a Psychobilly Freakout, and we start going again. So I had in my mind that on that break, that was it, you know, like he's bleeding over here. So we hit the break, and I was like looking at it like going, well, what do I do? Are you, you know, should we need to stop, right? And he came up, he brought his bass up to the center of the stage, and his blood's everywhere. He took his bloody hand, and he made a cross on his face like this. And he looked at me, and he said, go! So I said, it's a Psychobilly Freakout. We started playing the song. What happened is he tried to pull his bass string off with his bare hands, and it just gashed a big old gash in his hand. Don't say, oh, he deserved it. That's stupid. But anyway, the owners of Sub Pop Records were there right in the front, and we got a record deal. Here he is from fabulous Deer Park, Texas, Nature Boy Jimbo Wallace. Jimbo song. Yeah. first thing. She's in the mood.
I need a break. I got the chance. All the time. There's a rock that'll get it. It's good. She'll admit it. Come on, baby. Get with it. Go, go, go.
My friend Jim Heifer let me play his guitar. I'm not sure why he does that, but did you notice Jim on the upright bass? Let's give it up for Jim Heifer on the upright bass. A slow song. I probably told y'all my story about cheerleaders made us play slow songs when I was in high school. We were just thrilled that the cheerleaders talked to us. Song by Lance Lipinski, cover song, slow song. It's bound to happen. Someone will kiss you. It's bound to happen. Someone will love you. It's bound to happen. I don't want it that way, but it'll happen someday. Eventually. Eventually, someone will take you sooner or later. Someone will move you sooner or later.
someone will find you sooner or later. It's not if, this is when you'll meet someone again. Eventually, nature will change its course. Eventually, you've got so much more. I know it must be really hard to see. Somebody else will take the place of me, but it's gonna happen. It's just a matter of time. Someone will worry. It's just a matter of time. Someone will replace me. It's just a matter of time. It's not if, it's just when. Oh, we'll be better somehow. Eventually, eventually, oh, eventually.
All right, thanks. All right, hey, thanks to Lance Lipinski for writing that one. We have a special guest. I hope he's ready, because we did a different song than we were supposed to do. I'll tell you, let's take a pause for the cause. Don't forget to tip your bartenders and waitresses and give us about a minute and a half. We'll be right back. They've been fucked for plenty of times already. So. But there's certain ones that are super cool, and there's a guy right now that he's a rock star, but man, this guy comes to see us all the time, but he goes to see all the great, he knows all the bands. From low to the top. He's very informed, and he was one of the founders of punk rock with the Dead Kennedys. That is great, successful record label for a long time called Alternative Tentacles. He's got his current band is Jello Biafra and the Guantanamo School of Medicine. We're going to do a song from them too here in a minute, but right now put your hands together for Jello Biafra.
Never a pair of eyes, promise Jim Heath.
Could be better had I never known a lover such as you. Forsaking dreams and all for the siren call of your arms. Like a demon, love possessed me. You obsessed me constantly. Forever star of mine that my fate's design.
Done. And like the other folks here, the more of my crap you buy, the less I have to carry home. This is a song that Jimbo plays on the record. Giving fake news started yesterday. Think again. Our entire history is kind of whose history you believe. We all just believe what we want to believe. Great Depression, the first Great Depression, stock market crash, people want to hang the Wall Street crooks from the nearest light poles, so plunge into action. America, cower under your beds, because public enemy number one is a Midwestern gangster named John Dillinger.
Yeah!
theater. The roads feel white and red. It's genius to the rescue. Open fire. From the Woodbox gang. 3.5 in Leavenworth for small time posse sting. Should have known better and be a free man. This season was in Wall Street for bonuses instead. So the hook is Wall Street, but my soul was that rough. The bank is laid off. Grew up in the Denver area, born, raised, and escaped from Boulder, of all places. And once upon a time, in the fall of 1965, my parents were desperate to get me to shut the fuck up, go to bed, and go to sleep. To the point, well, maybe Eric would like the radio. They bring in the radio, they're looking around, and they blunder into a station playing rock and roll. Woo! Leave it there, leave it there, leave it there. And then there was no stopping me. Yes! At the time, that was radio station KIMN, who at the time even played local garage rock bands like the Moonrakers and the Denver Soul Survivors and the Monocles and the rest. And the Astronauts were kind of king and whatnot. So I'm really glad that I got to experience that as a kid and be that into it and that into what was going on in the world, that I have much more vivid memories of the 60s than I guess a lot of people my age do, even ones I grew up with, which I don't know. I never spawned anything that wasn't terminated, so I'm not a daddy. I'd make a terrible daddy. All right. But one of the people I really, really loved, and his name was Eric too, was Eric Burden and the Animals. So, now to come full circle, because I must have heard this song within a day or two of first listening to 95 Fabulous Kim. Here we go. New Orleans, they call the rising sun, and it's been the ruin of many a poor boy. Thank God I know I'm one. Yeah.
Oh, mother, tell your children not to do what I have done. Spend your lives in sin and misery in the house of a rising sun. Fan in Firefall, country rock, Scientology, jazz fusion, hell, Boulder. Eventually, I started to write things. And this was what I wrote about what I felt when delivering pizzas to the dorms at CU.
Yeah!
tired now. He's got to go. He's tired. Say bye to Jello.
Made about Trump, I don't know what is. Let's go party. I have a life. I read 16 beers and decided to go for a fight. On the hill, hesitated. You're out of luck. I like your story. I love your gun. Shoot an axe from the past and the Lord loves the fun. But in my room, wish you were dead. You fall like a baby kid or raise their hand. What?
Let me teach you you how to eat.
Teach you how to eat. Let's go now. Shedding what is by the head.
That's by the head.
Let me teach you how to shed.
Teach you how to shed.
Make the yummy sweet bread.
Yummy sweet bread.
Let me teach you how to shed.
Teach you how to shed.
You how to toast. Make a bloody red
roast.
Let me teach you how to toast. Be the perfect party host. Let me teach you how to toast. I need some kids to toast. I choke a chicken in the pickles. If you go to town, let them go. Let me teach you how to toast.
But things ain't so bad, cause I got a Galaxy 500.
Than 1 percentile of people like Jello who would actually go out and see bands like us and hang out and be a cool guy. I tell you what, this guy also loved the band The Super Suckers. He would go see them last time. Every time they came through his where he lived, his Hollywood, California. We're going to do one of his songs right now. We lost him last year, but he's still with us in spirit. Here we go. Song by Lenny Kilmister, Motorhead. Yeah!
I'm not afraid to
One of the people who was part of the very, very very, very early punk scene there that's kind of documented on that Rocky Mountain Low compilation that everybody ought to check out at some point. I went to high school with two Chris Burnett. He turned me on to cool records. I did the same. Wild Adventures, and I didn't hear from him for many, many years. And then a few years ago, now I'm a lawyer, and I work for the governor of Texas.
Rick Perry.
I don't know whether he's going to follow him to D.C. or not, but Perry is not just an insane arch fundamentalist Christian supremacist. He's part of a doomsday cult that thinks that Jesus is about to come back, and about 50 people, including him, are going to be the apostles to make everything the way they want it to. Yeah. So, now, we've got an end times doomsday cult guy in charge of our nuclear weapons.
I like you, man. Fuck you. I like Trump. Hey, did you hear Trump is buying the Washington Redskins? Did y'all hear about that? And only because he wants to change their name. You know, that name thing has been a big deal, the Redskins. So now he's bought it, they're going to be the Washington Orange Skins.
Then they could have comb over reproductions on their helmets to prevent the concussions and everything. Not knowing that Trump has it to hide the horns. Anyway, on that note, this is an old song by the Buchanan Brothers from the 40s. And yes, it's for Rick Perry. It was on the Atomic Cafe soundtrack. Here we go. And it's on my album with Ocho Dixon. Yeah. Now for a song by David Allan Coe. Woo! Yeah, David Allan Coe. And Johnny Paycheck had the hit, but it was also mutilated years later by another band some of you may know well. And now I hear tell that Coe makes fun of that version at his shows, which I hope I get to see someday. And there's outside chance the Tunnel School of Medicine's gonna get to play with David Allan Coe at the Festival of Southern California sometime in August. But my morbid fear is, if I ask him to do it, this is gonna be his reply. Take this job and shut it! Alright, here we go. Take this job and shut it!
Tired, y'all had to go.